Hello, hello. Welcome to JP Podcast. This is episode 4, not episode 3 or 5, episode 4, like it's Wendy's 444. For those who do not know, my name is Ja, and I am the J in JP Podcast.
And it's your girl, Paris. I am the P in JP Podcast. How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? Welcome, welcome. We are so excited to be here for another episode with you all. And this one, I personally am super excited to talk about. And it is the many forms of intimacy, romantic and platonic.
Ooh la la.
And before we kick everything off, I am like extremely curious to know what you think, Paris, about intimacy in general. Like, what does that look like for you? What does that mean for you? And I don't mean contact, because a lot of people confuse intimacy with like physical contact, and I just mean actual intimacy.
For me, intimacy is pretty much just giving not only myself but the other person closeness, a connection, showing them that I can be vulnerable with them, just showing them that who I am and just being there for them however they need me to be. In a way, that's just intimacy. It's just showing that person that you truly care without feeling obligated.
That's true. I can definitely agree with that. Outside of like obligations of care, intimacy to me is vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's mine too.
Yeah, and not just me being vulnerable with somebody, but that person choosing to be vulnerable with me. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we don't actually think about how we're not vulnerable on a daily basis. We don't open up to people. We don't share our emotions with people. Like, a lot of times people will joke around with me, like at work or something like that, that I have like kind of like resting bitch face. Mm-hmm. When in actuality, you, as well as everybody that knows me, knows that I am goofy as hell. Mm-hmm. And I'm always doing some stupid shit. So it's just kind of funny to me, because that's me being intimate with you guys, mm-hmm. but not with other people.
Yeah. And that just makes me think about what I saw the other day when I could have shown vulnerability, because I saw like 2 girls fighting, and I'm like, what are they fighting for? And when I pulled off, the girl pulled off, both of them pulled off, and one of the dudes like, are you okay? What happened? Ooh. And I'm like, damn, I'm over here just laughing. Like, he over here asking what's going on, and she was really distraught. I'm like, damn, okay. But let's get into these intimacy things.
But like, before we get into the intimacy, though, mm-hmm. I do want to say, well, first of all, let me double back. Shout out to everybody who continues to listen in, who continues to be a part of our podcast. You guys are truly just kind of uplifting us. And it just kind of makes me think, too, because when we were kind of like working through notes for this episode, isn't recording a podcast, isn't it kind of intimate? You know, like having headphones on, it's like listening into your ear. Like,
just makes me feel like I'm an ASMR type of
It feels like really personal. Like even speaking into the mic, it just feels personal. Like,
yeah, because I gotta look at you and I'm looking deep in your eyes. And just, it doesn't even have to be romantically. Like we're not talking about just romantic intimacies. We're talking about...
But our eye contact is crazy during these episodes. It's kind of funny, I'm not gonna lie. But definitely. It just reminds me of, you know, like those old movies where they're like, they're like, oh, welcome to my late night radio show. I'm your host, Geronda, and today we'll be talking about forms of intimacy. You know, like those old assholes, yeah. They have the on air sign behind them. Like, it just reminds me of that. It's so funny.
Hold on, let's try. You ready? Okay, go ahead. Thank you for joining JP Podcast, where you have Paris and Geronda live. We're here to talk about forms of intimacy, which can be relationship or it can be platonic.
And honestly, this is just kind of like a slow, smooth ride. Not a roller coaster, nothing fast, loopy, or bumpy, but slow like a Sunday cruise. Yes. Down Lakeshore Drive in Chicago.
Get the fuck out of here. Come take a ride with us down Intimacy Lane, platonic or relationship.
Paris, go ahead and lead us into the next segment where we talk about multiple things at multiple times. Take us away.
But you see what I mean? It just feels really like intimate. Gosh, right, like, it does. Like, we can talk about physical intimacy. Like, how physical of closeness you can be holding.
Stop it. No, I can't do this the whole episode. Cuddling. I can't do this.
And if you got a man or a woman, that's sexual activity.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Like, no, really, for real.
I'm really big on that. I like physical intimacy. Like, I like just being rubbed and touched and coddled and stuff like that. It doesn't necessarily have to go physical, like home run, but just to know that you are there and that I kind of like that a lot.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Like, I'm, like, thinking now, like, I've always liked physical intimacy. Like, even when I was younger, right, my mom always jokes around that I was, like, her child that always wanted to be under her. Like, I was always like, Mom, pick me up. Like, let me lay on you. Like, can I sit with you? Cuddle me. Like, I was definitely that child.
For sure. My nickname was a snuggle bunny for a reason.
Facts. Facts. Like, I had it bad. I even have it bad now. Like, I'll be like, Paris, I just want a hug.
And I come home, and she's always, like, pouting. And I'm like, what is wrong? She's... You didn't give me any hugs today. And I'm like, bruh, because calm I just, down.
Look, having a hug a day will keep the stress away. And a lot of adults are living their life, like, day by day, not getting any hugs, any affirmations, or anything said to them. And I'm not going to be one of those people that I just sit and stare out a window like I'm Bella Swan in Twilight because because I didn't get enough hugs throughout the day.
She be liking that emotional intimacy, too. Like, she just, like, putting her feet on me and just sharing her thoughts and feelings of what's going on her day.
Yeah, and so, and I need your full undivided attention.
She does. She be like, no, look at me.
I'm going to tell y'all about that in a little bit, okay? Because I got some thoughts and some words that I want to share about different intimate facts. I'm serious. I take intimacy very serious, which is why I was really excited about this episode. Because intimacy is something that a lot of people, not necessarily that I know, but just from stories I hear and things that I see, lack intimacy. Mm-hmm. And I am very in tune with intimacy just on a day-to-day basis. You can ask anybody that knows me. I love intimacy, whether it's speaking, doing things together, whatever. I'm really big on it. And so I feel like we should always shed a light on intimacy because it will make your relationships that you have in life so much deeper.
Question to kind of piggyback off of that and to kind of get off side note just a little bit. Do you think that technology has played a big significant role in why, like, intimacy isn't the same anymore?
Oh my gosh, like, you always ask me these really great questions and I automatically, like, in my type of the type of brain mm-hmm. that I have, I'm thinking like, oh, that'd be a really good episode, but like
it'd just be I think about it and I have just, to talk about it.
No, I agree, but it's so crazy because I just talked about this a few days ago with one of my best friends mm-hmm. and I think technology, social media is ruining relationships. I don't just mean romantic relationships.
It's everything.
I mean every type of relationship. It's even ruining people's careers. And you don't even realize it because you out here quitting your job and all types of stuff because somebody on TikTok told you that that's what the Gen Zers are doing. Like, baby, you gotta pay your rent. And you out here like, I gave my 2 weeks notice. And I'm like, okay, that's different. Well, my rent's due tomorrow.
Are you going to help me?
So I'm going to work. Okay, thank you. But no, I definitely think that it's ruining all types of relationships. Because now, think about it, like, sometimes you'll see something on, like, Instagram Reels or Facebook or TikTok or what have you. And it'll be, like, some guy doing something romantic for his girl. And it'll be something small. And then women will comment and be like, oh, if he's not, you know, we all saw that thing, like, mm-hmm. Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe she just likes cheesecake and, you know, he knows that she likes cheese, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that was a place that he decided to take her mm-hmm. or something like that. And then we think that's lame. Or sometimes a woman will do something for her man and then people are clowning her in the comments. You know, like, that's stuff like that is just whatever it looks like to you, then that's what you should stick with.
Yeah, definitely. And to kind of keep going, I'm like talking about men and how he took her to the Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like a man who has a great mind, who's very intellectual, who can talk to me about goals, and my friends who can talk to me about goals, what they want to do in the next 5 years, or just express to me, like, this is the set in stone that they're going to do, and by next week, they're going to do it. Just like how we did. We set a goal, and we was going to start our podcast, and we've been doing it ever since then, and it's just intimacy of us doing it. It gets me so hyped, and I'm so grateful that I am doing this with you, because we've been saying it. Like I said, we said we was going to do it for a minute, and we talked about it, we manifested it, and we're here.
You know, it's crazy because... Have you ever heard of sapiosexual?
Yeah.
I've said this word to like a few different like of my friends and even people that I date and stuff like that, because it was something that I didn't learn until like later in life that I actually am sapiosexual. I know some of y'all that are listening in and like, I'm tired of hearing that word. I don't care. It's true. But essentially it's somebody who's aroused by intellectual stimulation. Like you got to get into my mind. And I love talking to people, especially dating people that are smart. And I don't mean just like, oh, I'm a doctor, I'm an engineer. I don't mean smart like that per se. I just mean like you're worldly. Like, talk to me about something. Tell me about the book that you're reading. Why do you like it? Why did you pick it up? Like, you know, what chapter are you on? What's going on? Who are the characters? Like, really explain some stuff to me. And even just being smart, even if I don't understand, you telling me that you're developing something and I'm like, oh, what is that? Even if I don't know what it is, I will give you my undivided attention.
Definitely.
And I will listen intently.
Be intrigued.
And it's so attractive.
It is.
So
attractive. When they got a good head on their shoulders.
Oh, anybody. My goodness.
I love being around positive people. I love being around people who just know what their worth is in life.
Yes.
You know, like how they say, the way you feel on the inside, it's how you perceive yourself on the outside. Mm-hmm. So if somebody who has just this blossomness of just, I'm going to go do it, and I know how I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get it done, and this is what just that positiveness, I love it.
It's crazy. Do you, I know we're getting super off topic, but it's crazy. Some of the happiest people are like the saddest people.
Yeah.
And that's insane to me.
I mean, in a way, I don't think that it's insane because... I'm
saying it's insane to like know that, to know that like some of the happiest people, you know, like you'll never know, you know what I'm saying? Cause they don't show it.
They don't.
And that's why it's insane to me. Cause and I'm like, wow, she's so happy all the time. And you don't know what she's doing when she goes home, or wow, he's always uplifting people and encouraging people. And you don't know, you know, what he does behind closed doors. And that's what I'm saying. It's crazy to think about.
And that's what goes back to what you said. If you give somebody a hug a day, it takes the stress away, because you never, that's going to be a whole nother topic, but you never know what somebody is going through. Mm-hmm. Even if you're living with them, you never know mentally what somebody is going through. So
yes,
giving them, like you said, talking to them, showing them that you are there. You could even be a spiritual guidance for them. Like you could be somebody who that they can talk to about God.
Yes,
or
yes.
If you, whatever you believe in, you know, just support each other and through that time.
You just reminded me of kind of like a scenario, not scenario, but essentially a memory of intimacy and how that can play into what you were just talking about. But mm-hmm. Somebody that I dated in the past, you know, it was really important in the relationship that we had to make sure that we were being like emotionally conscious of each other, right? So, you know, oftentimes you'll go to work, like all of us, you work your 9-to-5, whatever shift you're on, and you come home and you're like, don't talk to me, don't look at me.
Yeah.
But it's important to really be emotionally conscious, especially if you're romantic partners too. Maybe somebody didn't walk in the house and give you a hug or a kiss because they had a bad day. That has nothing to do with you. Something that's intimate that you can do is like knowing what your partner likes. And if they had a bad day, they come home. Like maybe, you know, you guys spoke on, you know, when they're on the way home or something. And it's like, oh, like I, you know, made something for you. I hope your day gets better.
Yep.
Like or that. I already cooked dinner. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, cooking dinner after somebody comes home from a long day of whatever, and you have dinner ready, already exactly. On the plate, just handing it to them when they walk in the door.
Or something that's intimate that you can do together is cook dinner together. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just kind of like, okay, you stay in your corner and cut up the veggies and I'll be over here browning the meat.
No,
like, no, I mean together, side by side, you know, come
with the music,
come
on.
Season the chicken over here while I'm cutting up the bell peppers type of thing. You know, like that's so attractive.
Yes. Just so being attractive. Around, being in presence, just showing that you are there, being consistent, and just, you know, being there. Like another thing that we haven't talked about that could be a form of intimacy is like experiential. Like just showing that you want to experience the world with somebody.
Yes.
Like I said, it could be with your mate. You can go on a vacation, or you can be with your friends, which is platonic, and y'all have a girl's trip, a guy's trip, or something. It's just you guys are making memories together mm-hmm. that nobody else would have.
Yes. Yes. I agree. Like, for instance, like going to a concert together, you know, like, oh, like we both like Anderson .Paak or something, mm-hmm. and we go to his concert, and that's, you know, whatever experience we have while we're there, mm-hmm. then, you know, it's a really big thing. Like, for instance, something that happened to me recently was my sister flew out to Dallas, and mm-hmm. we went to go see the Nicki Minaj concert.
Yes, that was nice.
And, oh my gosh, so nice. I love Nicki. Like, I've been a barb my whole life. Thank you. Gosh. Chinese things and all.
We ain't gonna get into it.
But no, that's something that, you know, she always flies out, or I fly out to her, and we go to concerts together. And we've been doing that ever since we moved. And even before that, we would go to concerts like The Weeknd and Travis Scott concerts and stuff, like when I still lived in Chicago. But that's an experience for her and I. Mm-hmm. Like, my first time seeing Beyonce was with my sister, and that's a huge artist for both of us, where we grew up listening to her. And that's a shared experience that we're always going to have, because keep in mind, these experiences, whether you're spending money going to a concert, you're taking a vacation, like Paris said, or what have you, or even if you're just going for a walk in the park, mm-hmm. the point is, it's the company that you have. Mm-hmm. It's what you talk about. Mm-hmm. It's what you do mm-hmm. while you're together. You make the experience. And that is where the intimacy comes into play. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, once again, platonic or romantic, that is where the intimacy comes into play.
Yeah, it makes me feel loved. Like, I love being around people who genuinely, and when I say genuinely, I mean genuinely, who likes being around me. Because yes. then we can be vulnerable together. We can really show what we have to show for each other. And yes. it's just, I don't know, it makes me feel like a better person knowing that I have these people around me. I don't feel so alone or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So I just, like, you know, I am so grateful to just have the people that I do have in my circle, and I'm able to experience these types of intimacy with.
Yeah, I agree with that so much, Bear. You be speaking facts on here.
I try, like,
I agreeing with everything you're saying. Like, I be sitting here, like, listening to you talk, like, I haven't known you literally my whole life, like, literally since I've been born. I'm like, wow, Paris, that's deep. We literally had a conversation about this months ago. It's so funny to me. But, you know, something else that kind of ties into intimacy that I'm not sure I know it was a trend, you know, especially when COVID started and we were all in the house just reading books and doing all types of stuff. But I don't know how many of you have actually heard of The Five Love Languages. It originally was a book by Gary Chapman that was published, I believe, in 1992. There's a lot of different forms of this book. Like, there's love languages, you know, for your kids, love languages for your partners, friendships, career, all types of stuff. But the original book was just Five Love Languages. And essentially, these five love languages is one being words of affirmation. Then there's quality time, physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts. The important thing to note about this before I even really start diving into what these mean is the love languages were originally, they actually were originally created for, like, spouses, for, like, if you're married or something, and to prevent the divorce rate from jumping, right? Mm-hmm. Because we all know there's a way that you like to be loved and a way that you communicate and speak. And there's a way that your partner wants to be loved and how they communicate and speak. A lot of times, they are not cohesive.
They don't compromise.
And they are not cohesive. They are not the same. Mm-hmm. Right? So that was the whole point of this. So kind of just taking it from the top, the first one being words of affirmation. The main thing with words of affirmation is, expressing affection through spoken words, praise, or appreciation. So essentially, it's when someone's primary love language is this, it's kind of just the joy they get from hearing you give them words of encouragement, uplifting quotes, giving little love notes, text messages. Exactly. Like, just randomly saying it, right? Doing it when it's not an obligation, right? Like, I don't want to get ready to pop out on Saturday night and have a nice dress on. And Paris is like, okay, girl, you bad. Like, just tell me that when I'm down bad with sweatpants on and my hair's in a bun. Lace front lifted, okay? Tell me I look cute then.
I do. I definitely do. I've been telling her. She's like, I don't like the way this. I'm like, bro, you look good. Like, I wouldn't steer you wrong. I'm like a perfectionist to certain things. Like, sometimes, I don't want to say, but sometimes, if you know me, I got ADHD. Like, for real. So, when something is, I'm not going to let you walk about this house, any house with me looking like a hot ass mess. Just know that.
Exactly. And it's funny, right? Because Paris is so honest. And I know some people hate it. Not that I've heard of. I don't care what they say about you, period.
Period.
But not that I've ever heard anybody say they don't like it, but Paris is very honest. She's not going to hurt your feelings.
I try not to.
But you're very honest, and I appreciate that, because the realest people, okay, do not let me walk out this house with my lace front lifting. Like, girl, you look cute. Trust me.
Go back and
when I go back and look at the pics, and I see my lace lifted, and you let me walk out the house and then tell me, baby, we're not friends anymore. Like, we're not cool. We're done.
I got a comb ready for
it's
you.
Washed. Everything. We're done. But outside of words of affirmation, there's also quality time. And essentially, when someone's love language is quality time, they just value being in your presence. Like, having your full, undivided attention when you spend time together. And not even just spending time together and just, like, bumming around, because that's very important, too. Mm-hmm. But also doing something meaningful and having their undivided attention. I can't tell you how many times even you and I have gone out to dinner. And, you know, you see the people, like, it's like, it looks like a couple, and they're sitting on their phones. Oh, my gosh.
And they just be, oh, my. Yeah, it be so, I be like, dang, that's how I look? You mean you be trying to put my phone down?
Girl, I remember going on a date, like, once upon a time, and I think we went to, like, Applebee's or something. And the Applebee's itself was, like, depressing. And then we're, like, sitting there, and we were cracking jokes about how depressing it was. And then we were looking, and there were, like, couples in Applebee's, and they just looked so depressed. It looked so bad. And I was like, oh my God. And he was like, is this like a bad omen? Like, needless to say, that was the only day we went on. But we were sitting there kind of like, is this like a bad omen? Or like, is this us in the next 30 years? Like, what? This is so sad. But essentially, quality time is that.
I got a question. Yes, like, ma'am. I don't know why, but would you rather have quality time or quantity time?
So you mean, like, I only see you once a week, but it's the best day of the whole week for me? Or I see you every single day and we don't do nothing? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
I would rather have quality time.
Quality?
Because you can see somebody, right? Say, for instance, you're dating somebody, I'm dating somebody, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you can see them once, maybe twice out of the week. Mm-hmm. And the way they make you feel,
It lasts
7 days.
It lasts.
Okay. Or I can see you every single day and I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't want to see him.
I definitely would choose quality. I would choose quality because, like you said, you can make me feel like the best person in the world in those 2 days. But me seeing you every day, I'm not saying I'm going to get tired of you, but I want to be able to miss you. Mm-hmm. And they can be friends, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to see my friends. I don't have to talk to you. You a real dog. If you know, I don't have to talk to you. But when we link up, we link up.
Exactly. And that's especially important to me now, kind of steering away a little bit from the romantic part of quality time, is my friendships, my family relationships. You already know I'm really big on eye contact. When I'm talking to you, it's not me being a bitch, but I need you to look me in my eye when I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. Just because I need you to be actively listening. I don't want you to just be kind of computer open, cell phone open, doing whatever you want to do, and then I'm talking, you're like, wait, what'd you say?
Right.
No. When I'm talking, especially when it's something important, I just want you to pay attention to me, because I'll give you the same respect. Mm-hmm. And if I can't and I'm busy, I will tell you, literally, we had something like this happen, you know, right before we started recording this. And I'm like, give me 1 second, let me just finish typing this, and then we can talk about it. Because I don't want to be rude, and I actually want to listen to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That is a huge factor when it comes to intimacy and spending time together, is being an active listener and thoughtfully interacting, making eye contact, turn off the computer, put down the cell phone, listen to me. Mm-hmm. And if you have people in your life that do not do that for you, I advise all of you right now, when you are with somebody, whether it's a male, female, family member, friend, coworker, if they're not listening to you, either cut them off, quit the job, don't call them no more, whatever, or tell them they need to pay attention to you, because that's rude and it's disrespectful.
I feel like you can see the truth in somebody's eyes when they're talking to you, especially when y'all getting deep about certain things.
I'm telling you, I be like, twitching, they getting all shifty looking around. Like, I'm like, why are you looking like that?
Right. And especially when you have like a good conversation, it's like, their eyes, both of y'all eyes, like, glitter up. Mm-hmm. Like, we really connected. And, like, this is really, I don't know if people can feel it, but I feel like a magnet when I'm around certain people, where mm-hmm. it can pull me in or push me away. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. know, it's just, you. I don't know if anybody else can feel that, but when I'm around certain people and a magnet is flowing and juices is good.
That's what I'm saying, when the conversation's gone and you're just kind of rapping back and forth and you can like really feel like y'all sharing some type of interaction, like mentally and emotionally. That is, that's those amazing. Are some of the best feelings. And that, still keeping with quality time, that plays a big role into that, especially now. Moving away, living in a different state, different city from all of like my closest friends and stuff like that. When I visit them,
it's up.
We don't even need to go, like, especially because I don't know if it's my age or what, but like I ain't always trying to step outside. I don't always want to be outside. I just want to be around y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to hear you talk. Tell me what's going on. Tell me the tea. You know, what's happening right now? How's school? How's work? How's life? How's your baby daddy? How's your kids? Like, talk to me. And we will literally, me and my friends will stay up for hours, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, just talking. And those are some of the best memories to me, especially doubling back on what you said earlier about having those experiential forms of intimacy and those experiences. Because sometimes like crazy things happen when you're just sitting up talking and you'll just be like, that's crazy. We didn't even talk about that for a minute. Yeah. But the next love language is physical touch. And so obviously aside from sex, it's just people that have this love language essentially feel loved when their partner like holds their hand, touches their arms, gives them a massage at the end of the day.
Kisses the forehead. Oh my gosh, if you kiss my forehead, it's over with.
It's up. Now don't look at me like that. But when, you know, I'm not gonna lie, the type of person I am, y'all can say whatever it is. If you kiss my forehead, it's up for sure.
It's up.
Close the door. Put the sock on the door.
Because I'm gonna look up at you and be like,
oh, it's donezo. If I'm looking up and you kiss, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Like,
where we going?
It's a wrap. Put your phone on do not disturb for the rest of the night. Okay, thank you. Don't, not the forehead kiss. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Man, that's the best. Like, you think kissing on the lips is the best, or kissing on the cheek or on the ear? No, it's even the forehead.
Even
baby.
That, like, I'm gonna ask you at the end, mm-hmm. but I'm just gonna say mine now. My love language is physical touch, and so once again, I love, let me put my feet on you. When somebody gives me a massage, I'm, oh dear God, or give me a kiss on the forehead. I love a little kiss on the cheek, mm-hmm. a kiss on the shoulder, just kind of like, let's watch a movie and hold hands or watch it. Like, mm-hmm. I go crazy. Mm-hmm. And not even just in like a, you know, a sexual kind of way, but just, it makes me like, I'm like, I'm like the little giggle and everything. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I just love the physical touch. And honestly, an idea for like a wonderful date night would be like kind of once again, just cuddling on the couch, watching a movie, slow dancing together, having that type of contact.
Oh my God.
Have you ever like just cooking dinner with somebody in the kitchen and like dancing, like while you're cooking? Like, those are forms of physical touch and just kind of like bumping shoulders or whatever. Or even platonically, you ever been at work and like, you know, like one of your coworkers is like, oh, you did a great job today, and they put their hand on your like arm or something like mm-hmm. that. It just kind of, I don't know, it like solidifies what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, you're really proud of me because I did a really great job in that mm-hmm. meeting. Like, so just things like that, especially with your platonic friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, you know, hugging your friends, like we just talked about earlier.
Yeah, being there.
Exactly.
Whenever,
yeah.
You know, like, you ain't got to tell me that you're having a bad day. I can just feel, like how I was talking about the vibration, I can just feel that you're not having a bad day. And I'm just sitting there, just not even having to say something or say anything, just being in your presence so that you'll know that at least you're not alone.
Yes. At least you're not alone. And speaking of not being alone, like, I mean, this is a little, you know, whatever, but even like, you know, you go out at night and you ever like went out and then obviously, you know, we got a little too, you know what I'm saying? A little mm-hmm. too lifted, and somebody gets sick and like your friend's holding your hair or rubbing mm-hmm. your back, or are you okay? Do you need some napkins? Whatever. Like, that's physical touch as well. That's mm-hmm. reassurance. You know, when someone's crying and you're rubbing their back or holding them or something, you don't need to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Just your presence is enough.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm sick and I don't feel well, like, obviously don't come too close. I don't want you to get sick. But just sit in the living room with me, and you know, that plays into the other ones, like quality time and things like that. Like, I'll feel better.
So my thing is, like, because you brought up reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the type that I don't really need reassurance, But if you making me feel some type of way about a particular thing, I am going to want that reassurance. But then you be like, why do I have to reassure you about this? I'm like, because you're making me feel some type of way.
Yes.
Like, that's why I need the reassurance. It's not like I'm trying to force it out of you, but I don't need it, but I want it because I'm not feeling it from you anymore.
Yeah, like, reassurance definitely plays into, like, words of affirmation, too. Yeah. They don't just have to be like, I'm proud of you. But I'm somebody that I seek reassurance, too. Like, just make me feel secure in whatever's going on.
Whether
it's a friendship, like, whatever. Family, whatever. Even if it's, like, my boss, you know, make me feel reassured and give me the affirmation. Like, you know, if it's a partner, just reassure me by saying, you're loved. I'm here for you. I appreciate you. I support you. I'm here.
It's not, and that's what the intimacy we're talking about. It's not for everyone to know. It's about what you two know and have for each other. Friendship, boyfriend, girlfriend, mom, whoever. It's that intimacy of what you guys have. And that's what I love about it. Like how you said, physical touch, words of affirmation. Like for you, you said yours was your favorite was physical.
Physical touch is mine. Intimacy. Honestly, well, we'll get into that, you know, when I'm done going through them. But physical touch is definitely my number one. So I was going to say that too. But before we kind of go into that part of the conversation, the last two, so the fourth one being acts of service. So essentially, this just makes your partner or your friend feel loved and appreciated. Something that both of my two best friends do, including you, because you're my sister at this point.
Yeah,
I mean, we literally go to you're my sister, you're my family. But something that something that my sisters do. So especially you and Tish, and then something that my two best friends do. You guys, I don't know why you guys do this to me. I don't know if I give off that energy, but you guys are like, you guys kind of dote on me a little bit. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of love it, you know, especially when I go visit my friends. They're always like, do you want something to eat? Do you want something to drink? And it goes beyond being hospitable. And I love that. And I didn't know that that was something that I loved. I know talking to my friends and talking to you guys about it, it's how you love somebody. Keep in mind, like I said before, the love languages, like yours being quality time, that's just because that's how you want to be loved doesn't mean that's how you love people. I've noticed that you specifically love people by acts of service. And a lot of the people in my life are like that. So, like I said, my two best friends, they show their love with acts of service. Because I was sitting there and we had this conversation like before COVID and we were talking about
that's
like...
crazy.
Yeah, we were talking about, I'm like, why are you guys always like doting on me? I'm like, you know, I'm like, I can do it. I can get my own water. Like a little kid. I'm like, I can get my own food. I can make my own plate. And then they're just like, no, like, let me do it for you. And we had a conversation about it. And I'm like, wow, I never really knew that I did that a lot. And I'm like, yeah, you're always like doting. And not just me, obviously, like just the people around you, period. And so just keep in mind too, for those listening in, just because that's how you want to be loved doesn't mean that's how you love people.
That's
for
crazy.
Instance,
because I can see that about myself.
Exactly. And in acts of service, that could be anything from just like, you know, helping with the dishes, running errands, vacuuming, putting gas in the car, just those little things. Because even if we're like riding together, you know, I'll be getting ready to get gas and you'll look at me like, you want me to put gas in the car? And I'll be like, yes, please. Because I, you know, I just know how you are type of thing. So I'm like, let her do it, whatever. And
it's doing it without obligation.
Exactly. And for me, the last love language is receiving gifts. How I love people is actually by gift giving. And it's not saying I'm out here just kind of like showering people in Birkin bags and Giuseppes and stuff, but it's more so like, you know, if you had a long day, maybe I'll buy you something to cheer you up. Or I love when people have, like, their birthdays come around or Christmas comes around, because I'm always like, ooh, I got you again. And I can never hold it in because I'm so excited. And I just, that's how I love people. It's just by giving them gifts. And honestly, gift giving is not to be confused with just kind of like materialistic gifts. Like, once again, that's not for people that are like, oh, buy me a Birkin bag, or if you love me, you'll get my haircut for me, you know, or you'll buy me a car. That's not what I mean. But gifts symbolize love, care, and affection just in general. But it's more so the time and effort that the gift giver puts into selecting the gift, right? So if you know that my, I don't know, my favorite artist is Prince, which he is, shout out to Prince, you know, rest your soul. But if you know my favorite artist is Prince, you know I collect vinyls. And you just randomly show up and buy me a, you know, a Purple Rain vinyl, that's you putting thought into it because you know that's my favorite artist. Mm-hmm. You didn't just say, hey, you know, you got some vinyl, so I picked up this artist that you don't even listen to or you don't even like. Mm-hmm. You actually put thought into it, and it's just being thoughtful.
Not half giving.
Exactly, and really caring about somebody's preferences.
Mm-hmm. Definitely agree. I can see that about you, that you want physical touch, but the way you give is acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for me, it's I want quality time, but when I get the quality time, I'm doing the you like receiving gifts, you give receiving gifts, and I like giving acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't know, like, it's just crazy to think of it that way, that you could be all of them, to be honest.
Yeah,
you can want them all.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say too, is do you really think that your only love language is quality time?
No. Because I can do affirmations. Like, if needed, I can definitely do that. Because I do go around, like, especially when I'm, you know, lit and we all together. And you really sit in the car. We'll be in the car and it'd be, like, the latest. Like, we'll be getting back from the club or whatever. We'd be like, man, we just had a good time. And you had that one little moment. You'd be like, I really love y'all. Like, I really freaking vibe with y'all. Like, mm-hmm. y'all is something special.
Yeah.
So, yes, I can do words of affirmation. I can do physical touch. Like, I am a touchy-feely person. Or, like, with my platonic people, with you, like, I'll let you put your feet on me. Or I'll just lean my head on you. Or I'll take the mm-hmm. cover and just come by you and just sit by you and just really be up in your space. You're like, why are you right here? I'm like, because I just want to be around. Like, you know, feel me? Like, I like doing things. And I don't know. I just keep saying that. I like doing things without obligation. Like, that what makes me feel good. Once I feel obligated to do something, it takes away all the feelings of everything that I ever want to do for
yes
you.
definitely. And I think that you know, honestly, the key takeaway from this too is just it's informational, really, because personally, you know, you'll go online and people will be like, oh, like, what's your number one love language? Like, there's all types of tests you can take on Google and everything to kind of know what your love language is. I personally believe that it's all of them. Mm-hmm. It's all of them. I think this is just kind of like a guideline, kind of helping you figure out how to love people and also figure out how you want to be loved. Because I'm sure all of you listening in, you'll realize that you don't even know how you want to be loved. You don't even know how you love people. And that's not to shame you for that, but maybe this can help you kind of figure that out.
Yeah.
Because
give you a little insight on different things of how you can act towards people. And maybe you'll get what you're looking for.
Exactly. And they're not all the same. So honestly, it's just figuring out what does this mean for you and your partner? Mm-hmm. What does intimacy look like? Is it, you know, washing your partner's hair when they take their braids out or something? Is that, you know,
scratching their scalp.
Oh my goodness. Or is that like, you know, hey, like, Paris, can you help me paint my toenails? Like, do they look even? Can you clean it up for me? Or do you want me to do your nails for you?
It's just
or
the little things these little that things. You do to show that you care. Like, it doesn't have to be the big magnificent, like you said, Birkin bag or anything like that. It's just the small gestures that someone does for you out of the kindness of their heart, their mind and heart. Because, baby, when I put something together for you, trust and believe that I'm doing this because I really, truly fuck with you.
Exactly. And something to remember, and I can't stress this enough, when you do these things, when you're having these, when you're having these intimate moments, live in the moment. When you're having these experiences, when you're having these deep talks, when you're doing these meaningful things with each other, or, you know, your friend is painting your toenails for you, put your phone down and just live in the moment. Have a conversation with her while she's doing that for you. You know, if you got sick when you guys went out the night before and your homegirl was rubbing your back, tell her the next morning, like, thank you for taking care of me. Stuff like that goes a long way. And outside of that, just really live in this moment and be intentional, and that all of this come from a place of love. Really let this stuff come from a place of love when you're doing these things for people. When you're having these conversations, if you're doing acts of service for your partner, make sure that it's because you truly deep down found that love inside of you that you share for that person and you want to do it. That's the main takeaway from this. Be intentional. Let it come from a place of love and grace, honestly.
Definitely. Just show that you actually care about that person. Like, we all need to be there for another and just really step up, because nowadays, this generation that we're living in, technology has really taken over. And if we don't do something about it now, we ain't gonna never be able to catch up with it, to be honest.
Yeah, don't let that stop you from being intentional and really being intimate with somebody, or don't even let your past experiences, I know on the previous episode we talked about living life with regrets, don't let regrets from previous, you know, relationships that maybe didn't
work out,
or they didn't care about the intimacy between you, or they didn't care that, you know, you liked physical touch or words of affirmation. Don't let that stop you from finding somebody. Man. There are billions
of people.
I didn't say hundreds, thousands, billions of people in this world. If you think that one person that didn't appreciate you and love you and respect you and care about these little things that you like, or care to figure out how you want to be treated, or didn't care that you took time to treat them a certain type of way. If you think that one person, no, honey, let them go. There's somebody else out there. Let her go. There's somebody else out there.
It's somebody that's going to love you for who you are, regardless of anything.
And even outside of romance, look around
not
you.
Not even around romance.
It's your friends. It's your family. It's your brothers. It's your sisters. It's your mom. It's your grandma. It's your best friend. These people love you, and yes, it's not the same as romantic love, and we know that, but take it where you can get it and give it when you can. Mm-hmm. And that was awesome. I love talking about stuff like this.
I swear, like, we really kind of got really deep on that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I love talking about intimacy. I can be on a soapbox and talk about stuff like this all day, but
we're gonna switch the topic.
Yeah, we're gonna switch gears, and it's time to play. Drum roll, please.
Anything and everything.
Yes. So on our last episode, okay, that one got a little R-rated.
It definitely did. A lot of people was not guessing it. I don't know why we keep getting the same answers and stuff like that. I'm like, bro, like, we are not thinking naughty. Why are you not thinking naughty?
I'm not gonna lie. I don't know what people told you, but somebody told me they thought it was a female body part. The most intimate body part.
I swear, it could have been that.
I'm gonna go ahead and explain, kind of give the description of what this previous one was, and we're gonna do a little drum roll, and I'm gonna let you know what the answer is. So on last week's episode of Anything and Everything, the description was, I come in a variety of options. I can be dry, but if you heat me up, I can get wet. Sometimes I can be earthy or flowery. I can be bold or mellow, depending on my notes. And the longer you keep me open, the more intense I become. Paris, would you like to do the honors? Drum roll, please.
So, the answer. The answer was a candle.
It's crazy that somebody literally told me vagina.
Like, it's, I got so that too. Crazy. Yeah, it's a vagina. I'm like, no, it's not that. Like,
it's
I'm
a glad candle.
Your guys are minds are in the gutter.
Yes,
but
it's
no.
A variety of options. You can get a small candle, single wick, double wick, triple wick. You can heat it up. It gets liquidy. It could smell like a flower. You can get some mahogany teak wood. You can get a clean linen smell. It can be bold or mellow depending on the notes. There's usually three notes for candles, for those of you that don't know. And it's usually the note that you first smell, the one that kind of lingers after it blows out, and the one that you smell when it's actually burning. So it's three different notes, and you can mix different smells. Yes, I like to make candles, side note. And then besides that, the longer you keep me open, the more intense I become. And that's that second note. So the longer it burns, you'll start smelling it waft through the house. And usually when you blow the candle out, you smell something different.
Definitely,
so yes, it was a candle last week.
And if you guys want to give us like any ideas for our game of Anything and Everything, you guys are more than welcome to hit us up and give us some ideas and stuff like that.
Yes,
but the next one.
Let's get to it. Anything and Everything. Let's go.
So, for this one, similar to a chameleon, I change colors.
Ooh.
I am light like a feather. I love outside air. When it's frigid, I tend to fall. And I am a part of something so much bigger than my small size.
This one, we tried to be a really mysterious with it. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if y'all gonna guess this one.
I hope y'all do, because I'm tired of winning. We up three. Y'all got one. We up three. So y'all need to come on with it.
You know, we might have to actually start giving like small prizes possibly to winners. Maybe. For this. We'll see. Because we're going to make it harder and harder, because I have an idea for the next one and that one's going to be rough. We'll see. Let's see if you guys guess this one for sure.
But yes, we are finally getting to the end.
I know.
Getting to the end. We're going to introduce you to our next episode topic, which will be navigating your personal life in 2024.
Yes.
And like, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's just like your personal life, your professional life.
We're going to be talking about minimum wage and how, we ain't going to talk about that right now. We're going to get into detail of that later. But minimum wage, seeking employment, how to build a good resume, because there's a lot of us, including me, when I was starting off, I didn't know how to make me a good resume, but baby, I got the damn pep. So we're going to try to teach y'all, and not teach y'all, but explain to y'all how to make a good resume. And then what to do when looking for a job.
Yeah, because honestly, in 2024, there's so many avenues, and I don't want anybody to feel discouraged on the entrepreneur train. Right. Like, oh, if you don't have a business, you're not doing nothing. Because that's not necessarily the case. There's still a way to navigate the professional world and the corporate world and really make the most out of it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a long episode. Mm-hmm. Grab your notebooks. Bring your pens. Be ready to take some notes, because we're about to take you to school.
I promise you. And yes, please like, comment, subscribe to our podcast. We're on all platforms. You can hit us up at JP Podcast. Find us everywhere. You can email us at jppodcast2024@gmail.com, our IG, our Facebook. We have it all. Please find us. Hit us up. Please. You know, we got y'all. And you know what? That's a wrap. Don't turn us down. Turn us up. And we out.
Peace.
Bye.